We've had promises upon promises from Nigeria Football Federation to get a befitting sponsorship for women's for the Women's League in Nigeria. This has not actually materialized over the years. We are not too happy about that, and the leadership of the Nigerian Women's Football League, headed by Shafaleri, has actually been making, you know, moves, marketing moves, a lot of strategies to ensure we get sponsorship for the Women's League. And I think, you know, we are making progress, but we are not there yet, but definitely we shall get there, you know, someday. After a soft drink company withdrew his sponsorship from women's football far back as 14 years ago, we've not actually had any form of sponsorship for women's, you know, for women's football in Nigeria. And it is not a good development. And looking at what is happening across the world today, where the women's, you know, football is, you know, is taking so much, you know, dominance in the space of the Federation of International Football Association. We are moving very, very fast. The pace is moving fast. And I want to assure you that in September, from the date that will be, you know, scheduled by the NWFL, the Nigerian Women Premier League will commence. The same thing, you know, the timetable will also be drawn for the Professional League, and also a timetable for the Women's, you know, Amateur League. We have three tiers of league in Nigeria. And over the years, since the emergence of Aisha Faleri as the chairperson of the Nigerian Football Women's Football League, we've not actually failed to, you know, play in these three tiers. We are also getting help from the sport minister, aside from the board of the Nigerian Football Federation. They are making moves for us, and we are just, you know, hoping to get good news from them so that sponsorship in terms of women's football in Nigeria will be, you know, something to smile home about.
What should be done to attract funding for women football in Nigeria?
The Women's League in Nigeria is you know, the best in Africa. It is the best, you know, in terms of players' quality, in terms of management, and in, you know, everything there is. We have been doing very well in terms of reported coverage of the league. It has actually been very, very wonderful. And the NWFL, we are doing our best to keep it that way. We've done everything, you know, we can actually do: rebranding, brand marketing, you know, getting partnership for the league, with coming from other international, you know, leagues like the La Liga Women's Department. We have a partnership with them already, and this is actually boosting the standard of the league in Nigeria and everything, you know, that is supposed to be in terms of development. All these are happening, and you can see our players move abroad. They sign lucrative, you know, deals in Europe every year, Europe and other parts of the world, and they are helping their various clubs to win titles. You could actually see, you know, and also in terms of quality, also out of 11 editions of the African Women, you know, Football of the Year, and Nigeria has actually won, you know, several times. We have Cynthia Owak, she has won the award twice. Mercy Akide Udo has actually won once. Then Perpetua Nkocha has won four times. The same thing with Aziza Toshola. She has actually won four times. So in terms of quality and other things to attract sponsorship, the Nigerian Women League are actually doing our best. But it seems, you know, we've not been able to get results, but we keep pushing. You don't let go when you're supposed to keep pushing. And you know that, you know, in a very short time, you are going to hit the bull's eye.
Do you think sponsors will get their gain if they invest in women football?
Definitely they will get their gain. You will get, when you invest, especially in Nigeria, there is no way you will not get, you know, your sponsorship award. You definitely get your sponsorship award. And in terms of branding, in terms of management also, they will get the mileage will always be there, and I'm sure no sponsor will have any cost to regret. So we are looking at it very closely, and I'm sure in a very short time, the issue of funding will be a thing of, you know, difficult funding will be a thing of past for Nigeria's Women's Football League.